Heavenly Father, we just come and we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for the time of worship. We just thank you, God, for when we come in, Lord, sometimes we just got our minds going crazy on other things. But you just call us, Lord, and you pull back the veil and we see Jesus. And I just thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are very present here with us. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are very present to open this word to us and to give us understanding, to give us revelation, that we may see our Savior. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you equip your servant to do the work of my God and my King. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you equip your servants to hear from heaven. And so today, that's why we're here. God, you have manna. You have bread for us today. Now I ask you, Lord, that you would just give me, Lord, the anointing that only comes from you, that I may be a faithful servant to you today, that you may be glorified. And God, that when this service is over, that everyone in their thoughts and in their mind would be Jesus. For it's in the name of Jesus I ask. Amen. Amen. All right, folks. You know, I want to talk about something that we are all very, very familiar with. The cost of things. Now, I see you men, your ears just perked up. The cost of things and who pays for it. I see all your kids looking around for your parents. Where are my parents? especially in the times we live, because Leah's right, things have changed in this land that we live in. Things have changed drastically. The cost of food is an important issue with us. You know, how much is it going to cost to feed my family? When I go to the store, can I get chicken or can I get Spam? What can I afford? And who's going to pay for it? You know, when I was growing up, my parents always did the grocery shopping together. They always did. My mom never did that alone. Her and my dad always went together. And Mark's parents, you know that his parents had a general merchandise store. So they would just run out there and pick up things, you know, as they needed it. I'm not sure how they did it. I don't know if they had it stocked or in the house, or she'd just say, go get what I need. And eventually, Mark's dad, he closed the general merchandise store down and retired from that. And he became an inspector for the state of Georgia, inspecting grocery stores, convenience stores, and things like that. And so, first time, my mother-in-law, she was in her 50s. She had ever been in a chain grocery store. She said she was so overwhelmed in there. She said, I did not know there were so many brands of tuna fish. She said, I did not know there were so many choices out there. And after that, she just said, Roy, you go get what we need. This is what we need. You pick it out. You get it. And so he would always have to be thinking about the cost. And so we think about the cost of housing. Living in the city, it's a lot different than living where I came from. We think about the cost of clothing. Now, that's a big issue in the times that we live in. Am I right? It's a big issue. You know, we're pretty fashion conscious, aren't we? And our kids are even more fashion conscious. Can they bend to that? Yes. And transportation. Now, we're thinking about the cost of a vehicle. Some of us are getting our license, some of us are working towards getting our license, and some of us have our license, and we're thinking about that car, what it's going to cost and who's going to pay for it. And then there's the cost of education. You know, some of us have children who are getting ready to go on to higher education, and we begin to think about that. How is it going to be paid for? You know, and who is going to pay for it? And in this vein of thinking, the cost of things and who pays for it, I want us to go from the physical to the spiritual realm. I want us to talk about, what about the cost of lying? Is there a cost for telling a lie? And who will pay for it? Is there a cost for stealing? And who will pay for it? What about, is there a cost for sex outside of marriage? And who will pay for that? Is there a cost for murder? And who will pay for that? All of that is to bring us to what our message is about today. I want to talk to you about, how much does fruit cost? How much does fruit cost? And we're going to be talking about a particular fruit in the book of Genesis in chapter 3. Remember, there was some fruit? And what did it cost? We know that it cost man his life, right? That's what it cost. It cost man his life. If you remember, when God created, he created in 6 days, right? He started out and he created the first day and he said, this is good. Second day he created and he finished up that day. He said, this is good. It says that God declared, first day good, second day good, third day good, fourth day good, fifth day good. 6 day God created man. And God said, This is good. So the day of man's creation, and women, God said, this is good. He declared man good. Do you hear what I'm saying? He declared man good. God planted a garden, and everything, every living creature, every flying creature, every creature in the ocean, was under man's authority, because man was good and God gave him authority over everything because man was good. But we're talking about today the price of fruit. And because of a piece of fruit, man is no longer good and death reigns in his body. Expensive fruit, huh? God knew that Adam could not pay for the fruit he had just eaten, but there was a cost, right? We cannot go and take anything or get anything without there being a cost. There's always a payday, right? I've heard that saying all my life. There's always a payday. Now, we like the payday when we labor and we go get paid. But when we do something wrong, we do not like that payday. We do not look forward to that payday. Because man is no longer good, now he has a victim mentality. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, God declared Adam good. God was in relationship with Adam. And when Adam decided that he would have a piece of fruit that he was not supposed to have, God came and Adam was playing the hide and seek game with God, and God called him out. He didn't go to Eve. Now, I know Eve ate the fruit, but she's not the one